Welcome to the Mercies of God radio broadcast, sponsored by the Mercies of God Association of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, with today's message, here is the late Dr. Peter Nortier.
Our text is found in Esther chapter 8, beginning at verse 7, down through verse 14. Listen to the word of God, if you will. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hands upon the Jew. Write ye also for the Jews as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time, in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, and every province according to the writing thereof, unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people, and the province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for prey. Upon one day, in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Our lesson today is a look at King Ahasuerus. You see, there are four people in the book of Esther that really stand out. They are King Ahasuerus, Esther, and then Haman and Mordecai. Now, we haven't spent much time with regard to King Ahasuerus, but in this lesson, we want to share with you, and we're going to take a look at King Ahasuerus. We find, first of all, there was a necessity of the king's intervention with regard to the Jews. All the Jews in the kingdom were under the death sentence. This was drawn up by Haman, and you'll find that in Esther chapter 3 and verses 13 through 15. And then it was destined to be fulfilled because of the law of the Medes and Persians. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, the law of the Medes and Persians was irrevocable. In other words, when once it went forth, it had to be either fulfilled or counteracted by another law which refuted the first one that was drawn up. But there was no change whatsoever. And this law was ironclad. And the law drawn up by Haman meant that every Jew, man, woman, boy, and girl, were to be put to death on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. And the spoil of them was to be given to those that did the killing, and so on and so forth. And Haman promised 10,000 talents of silver that would be brought into the kingdom of Ahasuerus. Now Ahasuerus must have been ignorant of this because he didn't seem to understand it, but he okayed it, and later on we find out he found out how wrong it was. Now, why do we tell you this? Because, are you listening? The description of the law of the Medes and Persians against the Jews is a description of the law of God for every sinner. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Every sinner outside of Christ is under the condemnation of the law. Now, I know preachers today and churches today have said these words, nobody's under the law any longer. It was all fulfilled by Christ. My friend, that's a half-truth. The law was fulfilled by Christ because Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. But I want you to know something else. The law of God is that which is set against every sinner. And that means the Ten Commandments are written against every sinner outside of Christ. And the only way we can get from under the condemnation of the Ten Commandments is to have a personal working relationship with the Lord Jesus, because Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now I want you to notice, the description of the law of God for every sinner was given by God himself, and it cannot be changed. Now, someone might say, well, now, preacher, you're so dogmatic about these things. I have the right to be, because, you see, the Word of God backs up what I am saying. And in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 10, we find these words. I didn't say it, God said it. And listen to what it says. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And we find, listen again, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now people today, many of them, they have the silly idea that they can keep a portion of the law, and we find then the law of God will not be written against them. But are you listening? The Word of God brings this out very clearly, how untrue this is, because maybe some of you are feeling that way. Well, I want you to notice, in James chapter 2 and verse 10, we find these words. Listen to it. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Now remember that. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. And I dare say there isn't a person alive on the face of this earth that has not dishonored his father and mother at one time. I doubt that there's any individual on this earth that has never told a lie. And yet we find the law says, thou shalt not bear false witness, which is a lie. And you see, my friend, every individual, man, woman, boy and girl, across this globe at this hour, are under the condemnation of the law of God unless they have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the law of God had to be fulfilled, or God is not a God of integrity. Now, remember very clearly, God says what he means, and he means what he says, and he says what he does. Rest assured on that, that God will never change, because in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now you say, the law was given by God himself, and it cannot be changed, all right? The law of the Medes and Persians was given by the king, Ahasuerus, and it could not be changed. But now, the law of God was not changed, my friend. The law of God was fulfilled. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross of Calvary, he died as a lawbreaker. He took your place and my place. And we find the judgment that was meant for me fell on his blessed head when rightfully on judgment day should fall on me instead. Now, my friend, I hope you know what I'm talking about. You see, the law of God is written against the sinner. Then we find also the law of God is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Now, is this set forth in the book of Esther? It most certainly is, because, you see, it's a necessity of the king's intervention. It's set forth, and then we find all the Jews were under a death sentence in the Medo-Persian Empire. All right? Every sinner outside of Christ today is under the death sentence of the law of God. It cannot be changed. It's irrevocable. And then we find also, what do we have? We have the third thing, and that is this. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. You see, when the law of God is written upon our hearts, it shows us that we are nothing but a poor, helpless, hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner. And my friend, the only way that God saves a sinner is by the description of God's redemption. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? God's redemption came by blood and power, and we find the redemption of Esther also came by blood and power. Now, we've covered that in Esther chapter 7, and we find what happened, all right? The king did what? He intervened in behalf of Esther. He had Haman put to death. Now, Haman was hung on a tree, and we find Haman died a cursed sinner. Now, hold your seat as I give you this truth, and don't you jump up and down and declare that I'm wrong. The Lord Jesus Christ also died as a sinner. You say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, if you'll take your Bible and you turn with me to the book of Galatians again, and you'll find out in chapter 3, and we find in verses 10 through 13, what does the Word of God tell us? Oh, listen carefully, if you will. Notice, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. All right, but then look again. But no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them, live in them. Now listen to these words. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on the tree. Now hold your seat as I give you this truth. When my Lord died, he died as a cursed sinner, cursed by the law. He died as a sinner. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, we read, for God hath made him to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we find how true that is. And then we see also in the book of Isaiah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so when my Lord died, how did he die? He died as a sinner. When we find he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now let me stop right here. Do you know what I'm talking about? Now look again. In the description of God's redemption, it is this. Number one, it comes by blood and power as decreed. King Ahasuerus stepped in, and what did he do? He decreed that Haman be put to death. And we find that he stepped in, but by his power, what did he do? He caused Haman to be put to death, and he shed his blood. And so Haman's blood was shed, and we find the king was on the side of Esther. And the Lord Jesus Christ is on the side of sinners like you and me. Now someone might say, well, where in the world do you find that? I find that in the Word of God, in Hebrews chapter 10. And we find, beginning at verse 10, these words. Listen to what it says. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now what in the world you have here? All right, as I mentioned before, again it's a portion of the description of God's method and redemption. Redemption comes by blood and power. All right, are you listening? But then certain ones are involved. With regard, it was the Jew and Esther. And we find what happened. The decree went out with regard to the condemnation of the Jew, and then the decree also went out with regard to the condemnation that the Jews were to stand for themselves and destroy anybody that would come against them with the purpose of killing them. Now, why do I say this? Are you listening? The Jews were the sanctified ones in the book of Esther, all right? The believers today are the sanctified ones with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has God sanctified you? Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here, hoping and praying that the Lord spare you if you don't know him. And until we meet again, goodbye for now. And oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.
Thank you for listening to the Mercies of God radio broadcast with the late Dr. Peter Nortier. For more about Mercies of God, go to our website, merciesofgod.org. That's merciesofgod.org. If this program is a blessing to you, send your tax-deductible contributions to the Mercies of God Association, or MOGA, M-O-G-A, 1553 Knapp Street, Northeast Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505. Once again, the Mercies of God Association, or MOGA, M-O-G-A, 1553 Knapp Street, Northeast Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505. Or go to the website, merciesofgod.org. That's merciesofgod.org. Join us again next time for the Mercies of God radio broadcast with the late Dr. Peter Nortier.